This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today, the special Resolving Conflict and Part 17. What a powerful series this is turning out to be. Getting rid of all those conflicts, those battles, that anger, that bitterness. Let's take a look at Scripture, Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and the 17th chapter. And I'm going to start from verse 1. But I want to focus on verse 4. This is what Jesus is saying. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "There will always be temptations to sin, but what sorrow awaits the person that does the tempting? It would be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around your neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So watch yourselves. If another believer sins, rebuke that person. Then if there is repentance, forgive. Even if that person wrongs you seven times a day, and each time turns again and asks forgiveness, you must forgive." In another of the Gospels, Jesus is asked this question, "How often must I forgive? Seven times?" And Jesus says, 70 times 7. In other words, if someone is doing something to you all the time, you have to continually forgive them. Let me give you a case in point. Let's say, for instance, you are in conflict with somebody, or rather they are in conflict with you, and they keep on doing the same thing. You go around the same house many, many times, and all the time it's going on and on and on and on. And that person hurts you, then that person hurts you again, then that person hurts you again, and so on and so forth. And on it goes. We are required to forgive. We're not even required, or we're not even allowed, should I say, to dwell on it. It's no good saying, "You know, he's done that so many times to me. I've had enough of this. I'm going to hold on to this for a little while because it really makes me sick." The attitude right there is perpetuating the conflict. The conflict isn't ending because you are allowing it to get to you. I know that you can't do this on your own, beloved. I'm not naive enough to think that you could possibly try and do this on your own. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need him so desperately. Forgiveness, beloved, is a massive part of resolving conflict. That I know. I know that I know that I know that I know. And perhaps you listen to this broadcast each and every day and you say, "David, you talk about forgiveness so often. You talk about trusting in God so often. You're talking about God's love all the time so often. David, there are other things." No. No, no, and no. You see, once we have got loving other people right down pat, once we are able to forgive all the time, once we are trusting in Almighty all the time, we can move on. We can move on. But the fruit doesn't bear that out. In my life, the fruit doesn't bear that out. In your life, I am certain the fruit doesn't bear that out. In other words, things are still going wrong. In other words, there is still conflict. In other words, we're not getting it right. And if we're not getting it right, we need to learn the lesson all over again. And today we deal with forgiveness in resolving conflict. And today we hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. How often should we forgive? Even if that person wrongs you 7 times a day, and each time turns again and asks forgiveness, you must forgive. You cannot hold on to it. In actual fact, I'll go as far as to say this. There is nothing, say nothing, there is nothing in this world that you can hold on to. There is nothing, not one single thing can you hold on to, because God Almighty has told you, Jesus has told you so clearly and so vehemently exactly what you need to do, and you need to forgive constantly. You have no choice. Are you hearing me today? Are you hearing me? Is this sinking in today that you cannot get away with this? Yeah, but David, you don't know what this person did to me. Beloved, I don't need to know what this person did to you. I do not need to know what this person did to you at all. What I do know is what Scripture tells us. Turn with me real quick to... Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to the 5th chapter of Matthew, if I can find it. My Bible seems to be stuck. We'll go to the 5th chapter, the 6th chapter. We're going to go to verse 14. And this particular bit of scripture is where Jesus has just been teaching us how to pray, how to communicate with our Heavenly Father. We're looking at this on Worship TV at the moment. We've just started a series, and it was called Our Father Who Art in Heaven. And incidentally, that is coming up on live stream this very afternoon at 4. You'll be able to see that. But if you look at what it says in verse 14, of the 6th chapter of Matthew, it says this, and Jesus is talking, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." I need you to think of a situation right now. Right at this second, I need you to think of a situation where you could live with the fact that Jesus has not forgiven you, that God has not forgiven you. There isn't one. You can search and search all you like, but there is not one. When you go to glory and you stand before Almighty God and you have your advocate, you have your lawyer present, and that lawyer is Jesus. If there is unforgiveness in your heart, Jesus will not be able to help you. But if there is forgiveness in your heart and you've got rid of all of that bitterness and all of that anger and you have forgiven with your heart, then Jesus will say, "No charge to answer." This is how important it is, and this is how important it is that we understand that we are to forgive 7 times a day if necessary. If this person keeps on doing the same thing and hurting you in the same way, you have to forgive them. And I know you can't do it with your emotion, and that is why God has given us the opportunity to do it with our decision-making process, with our will. We can get rid of it. With our will, we can say, "I forgive. I forgive you with my will. It's really hard to do, but I will forgive you with my will. With my will, it is done in the name of Jesus." And when someone is in conflict with you, and you are saying nothing, and they are hurting you with their words, and you are saying, "I forgive you. I forgive you. All the things you're saying to me, I forgive you." And you say it in your mind, there can't be conflict. All that can be is the other person ranting and raving at you, trying to hurt you with their words. I remember I said this to somebody who was hurting me consistently, and consistently I had to say, I forgive you in my heart. And then one day I said to this person, from today on, you will never hurt me again. From this day, you will never hurt me again. And you know what? That was about 8 years ago. And to this date, that person has not managed to hurt me anymore. Not one time, not one instant. And this person has tried many times, but not one time was I ever hurt, because God decided that the conflict would end with those words, you will never hurt me again. And that is exactly what's happened. That person has not hurt me again. And I give God the glory for that. And I give him the power and the might for that, because it is through God that that happened. Beloved, just know this. Forgiveness is at the heart of the resolution of conflict. Say that after me. Forgiveness is at the heart of the resolution of conflict. God is so wonderful. Our Lord Jesus is totally amazing, and that is why I am so in love with the Lord. And I cast my burdens upon him, and I say, Lord, take all my burdens as I lay them at the foot of your cross, for you are worthy, and I love you. You are worthy, Lord, and I love you. Teach me, Father, to forgive with my will. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.